she brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, and welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host. Benny, how was your weekend?
Oh, not long enough.
Wasn't long enough?
Nope.
Mine was rather interesting.
Ooh, do tell.
Well, I mean, it was very healing, I have to say. Mm. Actually, I was forced into a situation to take some healing time.
Force, huh?
Yeah, I was really forced.
Is it good forcing?
Well, you know, we're going to talk about this today. I mean, it was very painful. I had a very painful, lots of ice and a lot of ibuprofen. And this morning went and had an injection.
You didn't fall out of your treehouse, did you?
Did not fall out of my treehouse.
That would hurt.
But I do want to tell you, I was so pleasantly pleased. And my partner boyfriend, Michael, discovered this weekend that we have air conditioning. We've lived there almost a month.
What?
Yeah.
How do you not know?
He was just like giddy about
wow.
it. And I was like thankful.
Perfect timing on that one, especially
like,
this week.
In pain, laying there going, ouch. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, I saw a movie this week that actually, I don't know if you've seen it. Have you heard about The Shadow Effect, Deepak Chopra?
I have yet to go see it.
Deborah Ford, Marianne mm-hmm. Williamson.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Well, it's really good. And for any of you out there that have seen it, great. There's a lot to it. What I liked about The Shadow Effect is that's the type of work I've been actually trying to teach people for years now. I've actually been studying that work for a good 15 years. So here it is in this movie, and I'm watching it going, wow, they did a really good job trying to describe this and show this to people and then show the love and the nurturing side that you bring back to understanding our shadowy self.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought up kind of my shadow self, because our shadow self is what often will affect our wellness. It's our shadow self. You know, we love our joyous, enlightened self, but we still have, you know, that shadow self. And that shadow self, I don't believe really ever goes away. I believe, and it's like Deepak Chopra said it really beautifully, is that, you know, we start taking it on and we're taught it from the time we're very, very young,
mm-hmm.
as an infant. And some aspects of it can get more stubborn than others, and then it begins to grow. And at some point, it can actually take over our lives. So it's like when you start acting out. What's really cool, when you watch the movie, they start showing you everybody in the media, all these things that's happened, and their shadow self comes out.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing.
Kind of bizarre, too, in a way?
Yeah, it's like, you know, they use Britney Spears. There's a flash where here she is.
Oh, I'm there, right there.
You know, well, her when she shaved her head.
Yeah.
What do you
Ooh.
Think that was? That was her rebellious shadow side coming out, you know.
And then She's done it a number of times, that's for sure.
Yeah, they showed Mel Gibson. You know, here he had done this movie on Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and then they show him getting arrested and you know, saying,
His
you know, racial slurs
were, yep.
and vicious,
mm-hmm.
you know, being under the influence of alcohol, the shadow self coming out.
Gotcha.
Of course, they showed Michael Jackson. They showed all these people and these celebrities and that we can relate to, and also showed us, you know, what they give to us, but understanding that they're human and that they have these shadow sides.
Right.
And I think even President Obama let us see his shadow side this last week with this whole race thing that's going on with this professor from Harvard, and then, you know, the president coming on and stating that perhaps maybe the police acted stupidly without knowing the facts. There's a little shadow
that's
side
the thing.
In that.
Yeah, everyone should
you
just...
know, and God bless him. I mean, you know, but we get to see this, and I'm not going against our president, but I certainly saw, ooh, there's a shadow side. So I've been, you know, deeply paying attention to my own shadow side, because I have been in extreme pain for months, thinking I could heal this all on my own. Now I'm only laughing at myself, because this morning I got up and I went to the doctor. I had to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, Benny, I know you're here every morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a morning person.
For the most part.
About the time your day's getting done, I'm like just having my cup of coffee.
I know, right? It's kind of nice, actually. I'm getting kind of used to it after all these years.
I'm a night owl, you know, so I stay up late at night because that's when it's quiet and peaceful and nope, my phone's not ringing and nobody bugs me, you know.
It's the perfect time for me when I'm sleeping.
Not that I don't want people to bug me, but it's for some reason it's when, you know, my energy shifts.
Uh-huh.
And I was born in the evening, so I believe that when the time of day that you're born gives you your greatest energy. So I had to go get an injection into my arm for this pain, and I didn't want to do it because I was really opposed to it. And I thought, no, I can heal this. I can do this. I know I can. And I talked to my chiropractor, who I've been working with on my neck issues and this pain, and he says, you know, Dawn, I'm not one for cortisone, but you got to break the pain mm-hmm. cycle. It had just taken over my being.
Ugh.
Like, you would not have wanted to see my wrath. I was not the smiley, go happy, go lucky person this weekend.
And it's a trip for those that normally don't see you like that. The one time. I never want to see Dawn look like that ever again.
And so I had to surrender to this, you mm-hmm. know, and actually even by him giving me permission. And so I went in this morning, you know, with the idea that, you know, perhaps this is what I'm going to do. And sure enough, it's what I ended up doing. But when I got home, I had to look up Louise Hay. I am a Louise Hay fan. I am going to go record publicly saying I am a Louise Hay fan. So I had to look up shoulder. Okay. I'm also a skeptic against myself.
Why?
Well, because, you know, I have my own shadow self, and sometimes my enlightened self doesn't want to talk or get along with my shadow
okay.
self, right?
Truth be told.
Yeah, you know, and I love it. People call in here because they're wanting to look at their shadow selves, but sometimes even I have trouble mm-hmm. looking in the mirror at my shadow self. And so I looked up shoulder, okay, and I love this analogy. I just loved it, so I'm going to share it. Shoulders are meant to carry joy, not burdens.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was like, huh. I'm thinking to myself, I didn't think I was really carrying a lot of burdens, you know? I mean, that's... So immediately, my shadow self gets in there and goes, uh-uh, you're not carrying any burdens. And I'm like, okay. So the affirmation to this is that I am free to be joyous. Now, this really got me thinking. I'm thinking, How would I stop myself from being joyous? So I get on the phone and I call my oldest, you know, closest friend. In fact, I pulled this with two of my closest friends this morning before I got here. And I asked them the same question. I said, do you think that I sometimes get in the way of my joy? Would you call me not a joyous person? And Georgia, my oldest friend, she says, well, Dawnster, that's what she calls me.
The Dawnster.
She calls me
that's
the Dawnster.
Cute.
She says, yes, I think you do. And I went, really? I said,
You questioned it again?
What do you think I do? Well, what do I do? Because we all reach out to each other because we're
right.
all mirrors for each other.
Yeah.
She says, well, I've seen it over the years, especially Dawnster in relationships.
Oh.
I'm like, stop it. And actually, I had to agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
She took me down a couple of paths of memory, and I thought, wow, I had to agree with her. And this week, in watching this shadow effect, which we watched at another very dear friend, and Miss Johnny's always here working our boards for us, so we're going to say hello to her. So I asked her the same question. You know, Johnny, do you see me, you know, stopping or sabotaging mm-hmm. joy in my life? And she's like, yes. But she didn't necessarily go to relationships. She went more to allowing myself to receive everything that's trying to come at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, so here's two people who gave me some very, very good insight as to, you know, things to look at. And then after watching this movie, The Shadow Effect, which I really highly recommend, everybody go see it. And if you can't, you can buy it because we watched it in Johnny's theater in her home, which was quite comfy. She even had popcorn for us. Yeah, and chocolate covered like candies. I don't know
Whoa.
What they were. Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
So
where's the love?
In watching this movie, I will tell you that we all have a shadow side. My shadow side is now come out in the form of affecting my physical body.
Okay.
So now what that means is it's time for me to start nurturing my physical essence again and looking at the blocks that are going within. So we're going to be, you know, talking about this today, and we're going to invite callers to call in, because, you know, I brought my cards, and, you know, one of the things that the tarot cards have hidden codes in them. And a lot of times they will tell me certain ailments of what's going on in your physical body, believe it or not. The tarot cards are so wise and so vast. And I don't read tarot cards in sessions, but I will use them as cue cards to help cut through the layers that our persona will create for us, because they can cut through all the layers rather quickly. So for those people out there today that might need a little healing, they might be stuck in your physical body. I know that everything is connected to our chakras, but sometimes, like, this is, you know, hitting at my throat chakra, my shoulder is, but it's not my throat that's blocked. So actually, in finding it, it's actually coming more from my solar plexus and my third, my creativity. So it's that area of receiving that I'm looking at trying to unblock. It's not my throat. I don't have any problems speaking my truth.
And you're doing well right now.
Really good at it.
Got that covered.
So we're going to invite people to call in. If you would like to have a little bit more clarity, boy, am I clear on this today. And this is what they told me to talk about today. So give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
And I'm hopping on a moon shadow. And if I ever lose my head.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com, or call 425-398-8011.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost.
I've lost 65 pounds.
Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites, and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, Contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day, and I'm Dawn Marie. So we're talking a little bit about shadow self today because this is my part of work that I actually, I didn't have a master sent to me earthly. I would say everybody is a master to me at some level or another because everybody, we all teach each other. But at some point, we have to learn and stop and take a moment and recognize our own blocks and our own negativities. And this new movie that's out that Deepak Chopra's in and Marianne Williamson and I think it's Deborah Ford who actually produced it, is very good at gently opening the door to allow you to see your mirror or your shadow self. And that shadow self in that mirror is issues that sometimes hold us back from being who we were born to be. Seriously. And so I'm going to spend some time talking about that today. And we're also going to open up our phone line. So if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. So feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear what's going on in your life. And if you've heard of anything out there or you're working on something profoundly right now and you'd like a little airspace to maybe, you know, share that information with others, on It's a New Day, we actually like that here. We like to know what's going on with people, and if you've found means that have helped you heal that might help someone else heal, by all means, give us a call because we're always open to listening to that. I mean, there's so many wonderful ways out there right now to assist us in our healing so that we can receive more joy in our life. And it's a very exciting time. And I know I listen to a lot of shows and a lot of them, you know, have a tendency to be very repetitious and, you know, talk about our chakras and talk about our blocks. And, you know, I don't want to be repetitious here today. I actually just want to give you some knowledge so that maybe you can just gently begin to allow yourself to play with it. I recently got an email from a client of mine, and this goes out to Molly. Beautiful email, and I apologize I haven't responded. Maybe she'll be listening to the show today. And that she recognized a shadow self of her own. She recognized a mirror, and she recognized some things that was going on within her. But one of the things that I saw in the email was that she was still feeling frustrated. So Molly, you know, in recognizing your mirror and in recognizing your shadow self, whether it's control or wanting to excel in business and trying to be, you know, better, yes, you did give yourself credit that you were actually excelling and learning things that you didn't know you can do, but drop the control because there's a fine line between responsibility and control. And I want to talk about that because sometimes, you know, when we're in a situation and people say, well, you have to control everything. You're so controlling, you know. Okay. Is that the same as somebody's got to do it? Because I know that, you know, I was accused many years ago of being a very controlling person. And I actually went and sought out medical help. And I went to a doctor and said, I don't want to be a controlling person. And so she asked me to explain to her, you know, what all I do. And she asked me some very clear questions, which I thought was great. Like, well, do you try and tell everybody how to be? And I'm like, no. And she says, well, does everything always have to be your way or you get really upset? And I'm like, no. She says, well, then tell me a little bit about what you do. And I says, well, I make sure that the laundry's done every day and that, you know, my house is perfect and that, you know, I take care of my husband's, you know, needs that need done during the day and that the children go to school and that if they need anything, I run the errands. And she's like, stop. And she says, it sounds to me like, Dawn, you're not controlling, you're extremely responsible. And that if you don't do it, who's going to do it? And so at that point in my life, I realized that maybe I was a little overzealous at being responsible, but I am a responsible person. And so I had to learn that there is a fine line. It isn't that I want to control what's going on in other people's lives. In fact, in a session with me, I am very, very clear to point out, look, I am just the messenger here. I'm going to give you two sides to look at every situation. Two sides. You choose. Because this is really important. And it's one of the things that I learned very early on in my own healing when I was being guided as to how to heal myself. And I have been guided several different ways as to how to heal myself, always with the help of spirit. And it's gently going back and learning and looking at what it is you took on. And did it belong to you or was it inflicted on you? For example, when I was in the fifth grade, and I wrote that love note to Georgie. Did you ever do that, Betty? I mean, I still get a little embarrassed now, but I do it with a laughter.
Why?
Because I wrote a love note in the fifth grade, and my teacher wanted to set an example that day.
And you she got caught.
She got the love note.
Uh-huh.
You know what she did? You talk about cruelty, okay? Because what are you? You're 10. I was 10.
What point does this prove anyways?
She put it on the bulletin board for everybody in the class to see. What do you think George did?
I can only imagine.
I don't think he ever spoke to me again.
It's and not your fault, though.
And I think he pushed me at the end of the day, and I fell and ruined my perfectly brand-new hot pink stockings. And then I ran home with tears in my eyes, and I got in trouble from my mother for ruining my stockings. Anybody ever have a day like that? You're just like, but, I didn't. What, it all started from an intention of love, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. And look at what happened to that intention of love. It got so spiraled out of control that you know what it stopped me from doing? It took me years before I sent anybody any kind of a note again. I was very careful about what I wrote, and I certainly didn't share my feelings on that piece of paper because I never knew who was going to look at it and who might misinterpret it and who might slam it.
Right.
So one of the things that I was guided to do was to go back. Go all the way back to that vulnerability of that young little girl at 10 years of age. And I had to look at this teacher, and I went deep into, you know, my psyche in doing this, deep into a meditation. I call it my psyche, but it's a meditation because I set the intention that this was what I was going to go heal on this day, that for 30 years I had hated this teacher, all right? And she had stopped something really valuable in myself. And actually, I blocked it. I didn't let anybody else in the whole world have it because of my interpretation at the age of 10. Now, I'm much older when I do this. I'm now 30 when I go back and do this, 34 years of age. And I'm older and I'm a little wiser. And I realize now that this teacher can't help me. And so I lovingly get in my heart and I go spiritually to the vision of this teacher, which I could see just as sure as you were sitting here. And I bring her hologram up in front of me, not to sound too woo-woo, but that's what it looked like. And I asked her, why would you do such a thing? And I'm not mad. I just need understanding here many years later. And what I was shown was all of the sorrow that was going on in her life. And at the time, they spiritually showed me she was actually going through a divorce. And she was angry at everybody for love because all the love in her life was falling away.
So she wanted to make you how it felt?
Yeah. She used me as an example. Yeah. So what did she do? She inflicted her lack of love on to me at the age of 10. So the outcome of this is what I did in order to turn this energy. I mean, I was very loving to her and I had no idea. But at the same time, I was able to recognize, literally recognize how I took on her anger and how I took on what was evil with inside of her at that time. Mm. Not that she's an evil person, but her sorrow and her anger had created this evil energy that she inflicted onto me.
Right.
So now I am years trying to heal this. And I saw it just as clear as could be. And what I did was I just opened up my heart and I thanked her. I literally thanked her for years of carrying this energy. literally. And I said, I don't need this anymore. And I wish you all the well, and I hope that you've found joy and happiness in your life. And I'm mentally doing this and physically and spiritually sending this energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, I send energy out there
right.
sometimes. And the most amazing thing happened. And I felt this burst of, it's almost orgasmic. I felt this burst of, I'm going to call it orgasmic joy, happened to me in my physical body, right in my heart, that I'm like, wow, I carried this for someone else. So all those years, every time I stopped myself from sending love to someone, she was getting it. Because she had taken that resource. So when your shadow self starts acting out and it starts blocking you from the joys that you want to do, the people who inflicted it on you are getting that energy.
Right.
Whether it's good energy or bad energy, it is being inflicted. So a lot of us go through this, and I tell you this story, and I tell you all the way through so that maybe some of you out there might get an aha or an epiphany. It's like, it's really important to understand what your intention is and what the shadow self is that took on. My intention was love that day, but that's not how I ended my day. I ended my day with a dark shadow self, and that shadow self over years began to grow. So I had to go all the way back to that time and moment. So we're going to talk more about this when we get back. But if you'd like to call in, we'd like to hear from you. The number's 1-800-930-2819. We're talking a little bit about the shadow effect today. We'll be right back.
Don't know if I'm waking or I'm dreaming. Riding with Bette Waller on the Super
G. Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
It's a New Day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Ridgeway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunts on The Dr. Pat Show.
They left those soul shadows.
And he had to remind me, are you ready? Because I was so into the music. I'm like, oops, sorry. I was just like jamming.
Try to find something similar to what you're talking about.
I was jamming. So we're talking a little bit about the shadow effect here today. And, this is an energy that's dear to my heart. Because the first thing I had to learn was, I had to learn that the body is a library. And the library at times gets full. So sometimes you got to return the books back so that they're not just cramming in there and the shelves start getting heavy and they start breaking down. So I use the body as kind of a library, or sometimes I'll even use it as my corporate office. And the body is a library, and it holds on to every memory that you put in. Every thought. Just imagine, Benny. Every single thought that you've ever taken on in your life.
Whoa, that's a lot.
You process through your heart or your mind or wherever, your shadow self, your enlightened self. Mm-hmm. And then you store it somewhere in your body. And what happens after a period of time is that that aspect of your body becomes weak. Well, for right now, my shoulder. And it's my right shoulder. For all you healers out there that like to work with the analysis of this, you know, and I was, can't even raise my arm. And I told Georgia, one of my dear friends, I says, it's probably because I've been carrying this big old sword for some 500 years. Now I flayed it down and my arm's gone into apathy on it. But the body holds on to everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you were, you know, playing ball, you know, you didn't hurt your arm from throwing, which you made some great throws. And, you know, you didn't sprain your ankles. You actually hurt your knee. Mm-hmm. So, which tells me that that's where you had been putting a lot of energy. You have been holding a lot of energy, and that's a stress spot. So sometimes we need medical doctors. I had to go see one this morning.
Sure.
But I also don't put all the responsibility on my medical doctor.
Yeah. I mean, if it's truly painful, folks, just go to see someone.
Absolutely.
You don't need to be in much more pain than
my chiropractor literally had to give me permission. He says, Don, you know, I don't believe in this stuff, but you got to break the pain cycle.
Exactly.
And he's right, because the pain had started to overcome and take me to where I was like, go away.
Making your head spin.
Right. It makes your head spin. I mean, it actually made me physically ill. So it's going back and realizing, okay, my body's full here. And it's looking at, you know, affirmations and looking at understanding as it's not one thing. It's like, you know, I read earlier in the beginning of the show, for me, the shoulder's about carrying joy, not burdens. It doesn't mean that just in this last few months I started carrying burdens. What it means truthfully, and it's something that I will now have a reason and a resource, it's a resource, because your body's a great resource for you, is to go back and really understand what burden means. And you know, truthfully, I'm not really sure I know what that means. I mean, I'll humble myself on that. I mean, what is considered a burden? And that's something that my soul's code is going to tell me. For example, a burden for you could look feel completely different for a burden for me.
Right.
And it's like sorrow. And a sorrow for you can feel and look completely different than for me. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm saying, and I'm going to emphasize this, feel and look. Because when you go back in and do that healing, you got to be willing to feel it. You got to go back to the memory of not just the memory, but the memory of feeling as well. And pay attention to your physical being while you're doing it. You know, are you curling up in a ball? I mean, is this like really getting intense? And this is why there's a lot of great healers out there that help us walk through this journey, because some of it becomes so intense. So intense. And my boyfriend, Michael, and I were laughing this weekend. He just had shoulder surgery last week.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And And for the last year, both of us, and no, it's not the same shoulder for us. We're a complete mirror. It's his left and it's my right.
But it's a mirror.
It's a complete mirror, right? And so I don't know if he's listening to the show today. His day gets really busy, but he may go back and listen to it. But we've both been kind of really tuned into this and trying to pinpoint it to a time where it really flared up for both of us, which we were able to do. But now it's important for myself to go back and look at the emotional healing.
Sure.
Because there's an emotional memory that's locked in there. And I'll do follow-up with you all listeners later on because I don't have the answer right now. I'm just saying I want more joyous in my life than burdens. And I don't know where it stems from, but I'll guarantee you I'm going to ask my shadow self to take me back on the journey. So it's like learning to talk to your shadow self because it is an aspect of yourself. And it's kind of like the angel sits on one shoulder and the devil sits on the other. Mm-hmm. And I tell people this all the time. I says, you know, in listening to your intuitive self, you must listen to your intuitive voice. Do you listen to your intuitive voice, Benny?
I do occasionally, not as much as I think I should.
All right.
And then sometimes there's a little too much. It just depends on the situation.
Do you know how it feels? Because they speak a different language.
Mm-hmm.
The mind speaks in language in English. Then you understand it. It's going,
right.
Benny, don't do it. Don't do it, Benny. You're not worth doing that. This isn't going to turn out.
Like
yeah, it is a conscious, you know, yeah. And sometimes it will come in that. And the intuitive voice is a feeling. It's like, it's kind of like, come on. You can do it.
Like a gut feeling.
It is. It
right?
is. It is. You know, okay. That gut feeling works really well.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind and the soul have an agreement. And believe it or not, the soul always speaks first. But it speaks through us in a whisper, through our intuition. It's the first feeling that triggers the first thought. So have you ever been to an arcade and you're a carnival or you're playing one of those throw the money at the dimes or pick a number and you go to pick number 5 and you go at the last minute, no, number 8.
Because you just had that little
right?
wash over
right.
of
but you
change.
You intuitively went to put it on number 5, but the last minute you're like, no, number 8.
Mm-hmm.
You put the money on number 8. What number do you think won?
Probably 5.
It did.
Most likely. God! I hate that game. Go to the next one.
So it's learning to program ourselves to listen to the intuitional side first. That first gentle, and it really is gentle. It's very quiet. It's very whispering. That's why when we get into our sensuality, we have a tendency to listen to it more. And what's mm-hmm. interesting is next week, I'm going to have Dee Wallace on my show. We're going to be talking about sensuality and spirituality. So I'm really excited about that. So I'll just get everybody, I'm going to plug that right now.
Good. Get it out there.
Because I said, you know, Dee, we need to talk about this. Because when we're in our sensual self, and when I'm not talking sexuality here, you know, I'm talking your sensuality, which is more coming from your second chakra, but it's connected directly to that heart, is listening to it and allowing yourself to have movement through it. And when your body starts to get rigid and you start to not bend and be flexible, it starts to flare up.
Right.
And then you've got some problems going on in there. And so it's all kind of it all kind of works together. It's a fine science. And right now, science is proving to us that this isn't, you know, woo-woo stuff. And they even talk about this in the shadow effect. This is actual scientific knowledge now that actually has a profound effect on our overall wellness and being. And so I can go to the doctor and get an injection, but the responsibility to heal now is still mine. And so the injection's not a permanent fix. It's just a quick fix to allow me to have the motion to allow me to access the healing. So I was talking to the doctor this morning, and he says, how old was your father when your father died? And I said, my father was 42, and he died of a heart attack. And he goes, ooh, I hope you're staying on top of that. That was the first thing out of his mouth. And I went, well, I used to think that way until I got past the age of 42, and well, now that I'm 52, I don't worry about it anymore.
Yeah,
But, I mean, there's a lot of belief system that we get, even from physicians, that if there's an illness, you know, my mother died from cancer, but I don't believe I'm going to die from cancer, and I don't believe I'm going to die from a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And that's just not in my belief system. And so I told him very gently, I says, well, you know, I just don't believe that's how my end's going to come. So, you know, I believe I'm just going to be sitting in my rocking chair and reading a good book one day and go, okay, beam me up, Scotty, I'm done. So, it, you know, it's like it's not in my mindset. But I also recognize my parents' journey, and I can look at their journey and see how that energy was put into sure. them through conditioning of life. Mm-hmm. And their conditioning of life had nothing to do with my conditioning. I wasn't even here when they were in their conditioning process. So sometimes we take on that energy as part of our own. And this morning while I was at the doctor, I just gently gave it right back to him and says, no, that's not going to happen to me. But, you know, thank you for bringing that to my awareness. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people will go, oh, maybe I'm going to die of a heart attack because my dad died of a heart attack. Well, no, not necessarily. Now, there are certain ailments in the family that are genes, and I recognize those. But that was not the case with my father, and my mother's cancer was not the case either. So otherwise, I would be paying attention to those, and I would definitely keep my eye on them. So I'm not saying ignore them by any stretch of one's imagination. I'm just saying that we don't have to take that on. And I certainly am not going to take that on. We all process and take on energy through our own code of ethics. And every single one of us has that code of ethics embedded within our DNA. And that DNA is your DNA to your strand of memory and knowledge. So the only one that's going to be able to access it is yourself, truly. And you can access it thousands of years back. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when I come back. So tune in, because I'm going to give you some hints on how you can possibly access some of that DNA in your own conscious awareness. Stay tuned.
Another night under the same old stars. They don't shine for you anymore. You start to think that they're...
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the conversation. comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie. And so I want to talk a little bit about your acoustic records. Because our healing, believe it or not, our healing is something that is within all of us. So inside of your body is a huge universe. And that universe is thousands of years old. So imagine in your mindset, if you can, because this is kind of vast and I recognize that, that at the time you took your first breath, as an infant, you know, you welcome to Earth. And in that, your soul becomes alive and the light through your eyes shine bright. All right. And you are now on a journey of enlightenment. And within your soul's journey, you bring with you your whole soul, all of your journeys, thousands of years of wisdom. And it's up to you at some point to take responsibility for that knowledge. And some people are afraid of it, and I don't blame you. I mean, I'll guarantee you, in some of my soul's journeys, I went back and saw some pretty horrific things I had done in past lives. So I want to talk about that a little bit, because I believe in time traveling. I do it all the time. And this is what I call time traveling, is that sometimes when I am so stuck in this life, for example, I had an enormous amount of anger in this lifetime. I brought it in with me because I did all my healing and went back to both my parents and could not see where this anger had really come from them, because I have very loving parents. Strict, but loving. So, but my rage, it was more rage, not even anger. And I was just frustrated, and I was, it was just really, people would come up to me and say, "Ooh, you're anger. You're angry." And I go, "Oh, thank you very much." they don't do that anymore. But for years on my spiritual journey, people would come up to you and say, "Oh, you know." So I decided to go back and find the source of my anger. One, I wasn't prepared to see that I was a man. Okay. So when you go back in your soul's journey, and I stay light on this because really and truly, you know, I have died twice. I have, you know, literally time traveled through the light, and I have been to the other side. So I have a really good understanding of this, and I have a very loving, simple understanding of this. It is not complex. But what I had to learn was I had to learn to forgive myself from the pain that I had inflicted onto others in previous journeys. And I had to look at the times, and I had to look at the wars that were going on, and I had to be, I was just absolutely horrified to the point where my head broke out in blisters for a week later, because it was such an intense regression. But at the same time, I was able to bring that aspect of myself back and say, "I understand. I forgive myself for the time and the lack of understanding and consciousness." And so when we go back to that time, we're not aware. But we also, when we travel back to that acoustic time, you also are bringing it forward now. And you're creating a new space of understanding within the body right now. Because right now, you're in the present moment. Even though the soul, you know, is immortal and it's huge, it's living in your present body. So it's here right now and present and very current. So for me, what I needed to do was I needed to look and see how certain patterns came. And sometimes our patterns don't just come from this incarnate. We bring them in. at one point, I time traveled back to a little 10-year-old, and I saw myself as a little boy, and I was left to die all alone in a castle. And it was very cold, and it wasn't luxurious at all, and I might have even been in the cellar. And I remember wishing that I at least could have had some love around me, and I died all alone. So here I am time traveling now back to this little boy who's just absolutely petrified, and his heart had just been shut down because he wasn't trusting and didn't really ever learn or know what love was all about. So what I had discovered for, you know, the last 400 years is that in my incarnations as a human, I had left this element out because I hadn't gone back and taken back my soul fragment of this time period. So in healing this little boy, I brought him forward and had to learn to love that aspect of myself. And the most amazing things happened when I started to do that, because it allowed me to open up this whole new world that I hadn't had a chance to play in many lifetimes. So our healing and taking responsibility for our healing, sometimes you must be prepared for it. In my situation, I allow my body to be my map. And so this is what I want to give everybody today. Because our body is, it's your library. It's what holds on to everything. So your body becomes your map, and it becomes your conduit to tell you what to do next. Believe it or not. This is no joke. And there's lots of information out there on this. So I'm just giving you the steps to walk you through this. So, you know, again, I'm going to just use myself as an example because, well, I'm not afraid of myself and I'm not afraid to use me for an example. So my body is now telling me that there are things and issues and maybe some traumas and maybe some sorrows that I'm going to have to go through from my past that is now affecting me receiving joy in my life. Now, I'm not saying I'm not a non-joyous person. I actually think I'm a very joyous person, but there are things in my life that even I have to admit I don't allow to come to me sometimes, that maybe sometimes I don't think I'm worthy enough to have it. And so I stay very gentle with myself on this process, and I tell you this from a very humbled heart, and that even my heart has to learn to love this aspect. So my shoulder is releasing this memory to tell me it's time. It's time to allow yourself to heal. And it's time to allow yourself to journey back and find the understanding so that you can put the light and the energy and the forgiveness there. It's not about blame. It's not about holding other people responsible for anything that I chose to take on. Because the truth is, it's my journey. It's my DNA. It's my soul. And when my soul goes home and connects with the consciousness of all the souls, it brings this to the plate. And it's still enlightened all the way. So it's up to you to allow yourself to gently find your solutions. And I tell you this today just to maybe hopefully just trigger some aha or some epiphany that, yes, it is important sometimes to go into our past journeys, but let your body guide you. Don't just go do it because you think it will be fun, because it's not sometimes. So I do this very carefully, you know, when it's time to take people back and to see the wisdom of this, because you're now going to bring that forward and take responsibility for it, even though that was another lifetime. And you must do it with love, and you must do it with forgiveness. Because we are worthy of that. We're worthy of forgiving and loving ourselves, but we're not taught that. And hopefully in today's, you know, with the New Age movement and the science that's coming in, my hope is that I see that taught more and more. That we, you know, we get excited for our neighbors, and that we get excited for other people's joys. I got excited for my boyfriend this weekend watching him do his exercises, even though I was jealous. Because I wanted to do the exercises, and I couldn't move. And I thought, here he is a week after surgery, and he's moving. What he did was he inspired me. He inspired me. And I was like, yeah, I was his cheerleader. Good for you. I want to be there. And so we look to people for inspiration, and we look to them for love to mirror us. But we also look to them for sorrow and for anger, and we all mirror that too. and sometimes it's not so pleasant. But it's up to you, and only you, to decide if it's something that you want to take on or not. And I personally, I create enough of my own stuff, I don't need to take on other people's stuff. So hopefully today's show might have inspired you a little bit to pay attention to your physical body, what your soul is saying, it always speaks first, and your mind, and bring them all together. It's a great time when the healings all begin. And I want to thank everybody for listening today. We're going to be back next Monday. Dee Wallace is going to be my very special guest next week, and we will be opening up the phone lines. So hopefully you'll be inspired to give us a call. We're going to be talking about some sensuality. Great stuff. And I want to thank my sponsors, because without you, we wouldn't be here. And everybody have a joyous and God blessful week.
You've been listening to It's a New Day with host Dawn Marie Stansfield. To contact Dawn Marie personally, please visit her website at dawnvision.com. And be sure to tune in next Monday to KKNW AM 1150 at 11 a.m. Pacific for more uplifting, inspiring conversations with Dawn Marie and her guests.